531. Well, a couple of weeks ago, three young men came into the studio and just blew us away. They obviously connected with our audience as well, because the Facebook link that we had for them just went viral. And you'll be pleased to hear that they are back. They are going to be performing live this week. To tell us more, we have on the line a representative from the trio, Benna Seveli Isiolo. Talofalava, Benna, and thank you so much for joining us, Uso.
Talofalava, and thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you.
Ka Seki, oh, they were awesome. Tell us, who are the three boys in Ka Seki?
So the three boys in Ka Seki are Wayne La'ai, otherwise known as Waino. And then you have Nathan Lopa and Favour Brown, all boys from Porirua. And, of course, lovers of the Samoan music, their Samoan music, which is the roots of their of their musical genius. So yeah,
and it is the classic Samoan ingi, and just without it's all what you call unplugged, you know, without any synthesizers, without any drums. These boys, two on a guitar, one on a bass, and the harmony is just amazing.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the most impressive thing about them, is when they kind of got together the first time, they clicked straight away in terms of harmony. But I think you have to be at a certain level in their musicality. Gosh, it was just amazing to see how they blended so well. And of course, you mentioned the Indian and the classical music of Samoa. They were actually talking about the way you play too, Ete, and your ingi. I was like, oh, is he quite a dog? Man? He's a man. And, oh, well, so they were hoping to play with you one day. But yeah, I mean, they're taking it back to that the old age of the string bands, Samoan string bands. I think that's really something that's close to their hearts. They want to really share that type of that music, and of course that skill set with our community and anyone that's willing to listen.
And these are boys born and bred and very proud to be from Porirua.
Yeah, sure. Favour was, of course, born over in Samoa. He just arrived 6 years ago. He's quite his brilliance is outstanding with Favour, I've got to say. Let me just allow for a plug here. He came from Samoa 6 years ago, was living in Auckland for a little while. They moved to Manawatu where his sisters and his other family are, and then came down to Wellington to music school and just graduated last year with a degree in music. So just an outstanding story for Favour. And of course, and you can see just his expertise, the professionalism there is, and knowledge around music when he brings the boys together. It's phenomenal. Yeah, so I guess I can go on and on with these guys, but I know we've got limited time.
Yeah, well, they weren't together for very long, eh? Tell us a story of how you brought them together.
I was approached by our friend Jackie Luther, and from Te Papa. She was doing programs over there, but she was reopening Te Papa, and it had a few days, 3 or 4 days worth of performances. And because I've worked with Jackie before, she had contacted me and wanted to see if I can get an acoustic type performance together. So I then I contacted a couple of people, and then I thought, well, why don't I just grab ask Waino if he's keen to come along and bring an accompaniment, and not go with his backing tracks or a DJ or anything like that. And then Waino came back to me and said, gosh, how about I bring a couple of other guys together and see if that works. And they met on the Tuesday. Come Friday, they were gigging on that gig, and it felt like they had been gigging, you know, for years. So that's how it came together. It was the brainchild of Mr. Wayne La'ai. I just knocked on his door to see if he could perform, and he brought that up, and it was and now we're cutting.
put us out of our misery, Ben. Where is Kaseki going to be performing? When are they going to be performing? And how much is it going to cost us?
Well, it's going to cost you Bing-Singy to get over to Te Rauparaha Arena on this Thursday. The show is free. We've been approached from Porou City Council to see if Kaseki could run their own show under the Matariki Stars there. So one of the in the arena, they've got two gyms, one big one, one small. We're in the small stadium, and they've decked it out. They've draped the whole stadium. They've got lights, special lighting, though, one massive screen in there, and it's all for Matariki Festival. So we've been asked to provide our show. That was last week. They came to us last week. So we've been trying to pump that up on social media platforms to see if we can get some people there to see Kaseki live at Te Rauparaha Arena this Thursday. Free show. Doors are at 6 o'clock. Show starts at 6:30 and goes to 8.
Oh, my goodness. Kaseki for free live. I am looking forward to that. Ben Asele Ali Isiolo, thank you so much for your time, my brother.
Oh, thank you, Ete. Appreciate that.
There you go. Kaseki is going to be performing at Te Rauparaha Arena this Thursday. Doors open at 6 o'clock and the show is going to kick off at 6:30. And it is absolutely free.